This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran State TV says that the country's sole nuclear power plant has undergone a temporary emergency shutdown. An official from the state electric energy company said on a talk show that the plant shutdown began on Saturday and would last for 3 to 4 days. He said that outages could result. He did not elaborate, but this is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of that plant located in the southern port city. It went online in 2011 with help from Russia. In March, Iran said the plant could stop working since it could not buy the needed equipment from Russia because of sanctions put on it. Afghanistan's former president says the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation, and it's leaving now nearly 20 years later, having failed at doing both. In an interview Sunday with the Associated Press, just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending the forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at the highest point, and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. He says the international community came here 20 years ago with the clear objective of fighting extremism and bringing stability, but extremism is at the highest point, so ultimately they failed. U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea says that he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North soon on U.S. offers for talks after the North Korean leader ordered officials to prepare for dialogue.